Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Batcow Inman.
I am Ashley Auntie Damian Wayne Robinson. Welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. You already know that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons, where you come to listen to us talk more about things. What are we talking about today?
Well, I want to talk about, you just started off the podcast right with Auntie Damian Wayne, like right out of the gate.
I just like to stay on brand, you know?
I guess. All right. I still can't believe you side-saddled my Damian Wayne podcast into a Tim Drake episode.
Yeah.
Best dynamic duo ever. Okay, let's move on.
Someone please make a piece of fan art of Jason holding, like picketing a sign that says
best dynamic duo ever. Yeah. Ashley, I want to ask you this question. So I was kind of surprised when I was doing research for this episode and I found out that Damian Wayne has been around for 12 years.
Me too.
It's been around for over a decade now. Now, the interesting thing about this is I just kind of want to get into a conversation of, you know, every Robin has a ticking clock. They all do. Mm-hmm. They all have a ticking clock on how long they stay Robin. And that's only because of Dick Grayson as Nightwing moving on. Before then, we were sort of in Simpsons land where mm-hmm. stuff just nebulously happened every time mm-hmm. and sort of moved on and whatever. Now, here is the interesting thing. Dick Grayson is first Robin in 1989. So that says...
His first Robin?
Dick Grayson... Or who did I say? Did I say Dick Grayson?
Yeah.
So excuse me, my bad. My bad. I meant Tim Drake.
Ah.
Tim Drake, my bad, becomes Robin in 1989.
Yes.
Damian becomes Robin in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that means with my bad math that,
18 years. No.
No, it's 15. It's wrong. It's 17 years, right?
It's
We're so bad
years.
With it. It's 17 years, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
We both studied theater.
Oh my
Give
God.
Us a goddamn break.
Yeah, I don't care. Okay, let's just say that. So
about 20 years.
Yeah, not quite. Let's say like 15 years. He was Robin for 15 years. Damian is looking at 12.
Yeah.
12 years.
Yeah, let's get him right out the door.
Well, I was going to ask you, how much longer do you think Damian Wayne will be Robin?
I think we're going to be stuck with Damian for a long time.
Okay.
I think making him the biological son of Bruce Wayne means we're stuck with him. Also, there was some retconning that Tim had been introduced earlier. His first appearance technically now is when he sees Dick at the circus, where he's like a background character.
That actually was in his original first appearance, actually.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But now people will go back to that issue and will sell that issue.
Oh, as the first appearance of Tim Drake?
As the first appearance of Tim
Drake. Not technically
you know how, like,
correct,
MJ's,
but sure.
Mary Jane Watson's first appearance, she's hidden behind the lamp.
Yeah.
But she doesn't actually speak until the next one. You don't see her face until the next one. But
yeah.
Both of those issues are worth, you know, whatever. We're getting
so it's like Apocalypse. Apocalypse's first appearance is a silhouette.
Exactly. Or Wolverine is the same thing, but that's a whole different conversation. I don't remember where I was going with this.
I don't know. I have no idea where you were going with this. Talk about silhouettes and Tim Drake and stuff.
I don't know. I do think making him the butt. Oh, yeah. Okay. So when Tim first appears in that issue where he's just in the circus, he's supposed to be like maybe 8 or 10, sort of depending. When he becomes Robin, he's a teenager. When Damian becomes Robin, he's
a child.
10. He's like Dick Grayson age.
He is a child.
And we have seen him age slower than Tim. Tim aged, definitely not in real time, but we saw Tim turn 18 or 19.
Did we?
I believe before the new 52, he was 18.
Okay.
Like we saw Tim grow up faster than Damian has been aging very slowly.
Yeah. Well, Damian has aged three years. In 12.
Yeah. So that means he has a birthday about once every fourth year. So he's a leap year baby. And I think because of that, and I think because he's Bruce's actual son, I think we're going to get at least 25 years of Damian Wayne as Robin.
Interesting.
Also, because DC Comics is now as old, DC Comics is looking at 100 years It's not that far off.
The
superhero universe as begun by Superman.
Well, we're looking at 1939. So, yeah, we get to 2039. But if you look at, I can't remember, because DC Comics is a amalgam of two other companies, like National and whatever. I will do some research here and I will figure out when the first company that became DC showed up.
So even if you just look at Superman as the superhero universe.
1934 is when National Allied Publications was founded. National is the company that published Action Comics.
Yes, and then later Detective. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think we'll have Damian until, if not longer
2034?
Than 2034. I think we might have him until the 100th anniversary.
It's interesting that you say that because I think the exact same thing. I think we will be stuck with Damian Wayne. I think Damian Wayne will be Robin for 25 years.
I agree. And I think part of that, too, is when you start getting close to 100 years of history, mm-hmm. Everything feels a little bit compressed. Even though Tim was Robin for almost 20 years.
Yeah, pretty close.
When you compare it to Dick Grayson, it feels like a blip.
Well, because Dick Grayson was Robin for...
40?
Well, it was 1939. Is when he comes about, and then he doesn't. It's like 83 or 84,
right? Is when Nightwing so disappears. For 40, it's during the Judas contract.
So like 42 years, yeah. Somewhere around 42 years.
So
is how long Dick Grayson was Robin.
So over 40 years, yeah. You know. So Tim getting less than half of that.
Yeah.
And then you know Damian getting even half of that. You know, like just the history upon reflection feels compressed.
Yeah.
And I think because of how we got Damian and we got him, when we got him, it kind of truncated what we could do with Tim Drake. And we haven't found a good place for Tim to go since then, as we've mentioned numerous times in this podcast. I think editorial, or if I were an editorial, I would be concerned about another new Robin so quickly.
I would too.
In when you look back on the history.
Because it's already a lot when you just look at five. You're like, there are five.
There's six if you count Carrie.
And there's more actually. If you include Carrie, the list grows exponentially.
Yeah, yes, it does. Even though we've already introduced Duke, who in our extra, we were kind of like, what do you do with Duke now?
Because
he's not Robin.
Not a Robin.
You know, and if you're going to get rid of, let's just say they are going to get rid of Damian Wayne in like the next 5 years.
Sure.
Which I don't think is going to happen.
I don't think they will either.
But who knows?
Because we've already done his death.
Exactly. Are we going to create a new character to replace him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think the path of least resistance is just keeping Damian Wayne as Robin. I think the idea of introducing a new Robin complicates the history of Robin, the history of Batman exponentially. And since they haven't figured out what to do with Tim, I don't know how they're going to figure out what to do with Damian.
You know, yeah, well...
Like, who does he become?
Well, because Damian's even more problematic because he's the son of Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
Where does he go?
Yeah,
and he's also
younger.
You can't
just shunt him off to Bloodhaven.
And he's also much younger.
Yeah.
Okay, here's...
He's a minor.
Here's my thing. I think that we will have Damian Wayne for a very long time. Because I would be fine if for the next 25 years, we Simpsons the DC universe. Because I think we have been so beholden to continuity and to age and moving on.
The New 52 is a big part of that.
Yes.
And there's a lot of great stuff that comes out of the New 52. You and I like a lot of stuff there.
And I think
labeling
this stuff has kind of ruined it.
It's bad for comics.
Like I and to be honest with you, I think the Super Sons have sort of helped us because we can't age the Super Sons that much.
Yeah.
And we can't get rid of them because they're biological. Like, you can't kill Superman's kid. Now, they might, and I hope they don't, because I think that's the stupidest thing you could ever do to Superman. And I don't want Superman with a dead kid. But I would be just fine if for like the next 20 years we sort of just went into this pause on at least ages. Now stuff can still happen and whatever, but like I'd be just fine if like Damian's 13 for the next 20 years. I'd be fine with that.
I'd be fine with that as well. I don't mind that in comics because I appreciate continuity. I appreciate being able to refer to past events. But I don't think you need to be beholden to it. I don't mind being like, how many days are in a year in the DC universe? Who gives a shit?
Who cares? Now, the other solution that I have that you could still do this sort of pause yet make it more interesting. There's nothing that says there can only be one Robin at a time.
Can I tell you something?
Why not make a nest of Robins.
We tried that in with We Are Robin. In fact, it was called The Nest.
Sure, but none of them were really Robins. None of them worked with Batman. Batman was dead at the time. I think if you introduced, if it was Damian and another Robin, I think that's an interesting thing.
I don't. Personally, this is my opinion. I don't like it when you have multiple characters using the same identity.
But you love Kate Bishop as Hawkeye.
Yeah, but that's different.
How? It's Hawkeye and Hawkeye.
I don't know. It's a completely arbitrary thing, but like, I hated two Batmen.
Oh, I loved it.
I really didn't like that. I thought it was stupid. I think I like it with Hawkeye because I see those two characters as sort of a Watson home. I see them as two halves of a complete part.
All right.
And I don't look at the Bat family that way. But we can get more into that in a future lesson.
I mean, it's very...
it is arbitrary.
It's very arbitrary.
It is absolutely arbitrary. It's my opinion. It's based on, I liked this better. That's all. That's all. I wouldn't mind if there were multiple characters dressed in Robin-esque costumes. I think Duke Thomas's costume should not be yellow. But I wouldn't want multiple characters named Robin in the same book.
Interesting.
Unless you're doing something like We Are Robin.
Okay.
I think it's ridiculous to have a character named Robin and Red Robin in the same book.
I mean, I still think Red Robin is just ridiculous.
But we've talked that to death as well.
Yeah.
But you would like to see multiple Robins?
I don't know if I'd want to see it permanently.
Yeah, but you wouldn't mind doing it for an arc or a year.
For a story, it would be interesting. Like, and I would even lean into DC history and call it Reign of the Robins.
Oh, that's cute.
You know?
Okay.
And let's have how, you know, it, look, and again, I'm just throwing ideas in the wall. We find three kids that were maybe trained by the League of Assassins or maybe trained by a supervillain out there, and they're all handy capable, they're all orphans, and and Batman brings them in and makes them all Robins, and then you have the conflict of Damian being like, but I'm Robin.
And
it's only for six issues.
There's
only
two
for
characters
six issues
that I would really love to see be Robin.
Sure.
I would love to see Maps Mizuguchi from We Are Robin from Gotham Academy. And I would really love to see Maya get a chance to be...
Maya. Oh, nobody.
Yeah. Or yeah, even a Batgirl or a spoiler. Like, I would to see her... She's kind of a supporting player on Super Sons now, and it looks like she's going to be part of their DC Zoom book.
Maya?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's in the concept art.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is cute. But I would like to see her on the Bat family, because to me she's like a better version of the idea of what Stephanie Brown was. I think she's a better executed version of that.
All right, cool.
I think that character has a lot of potential.
Yes, I agree.
Just to derail from Damian completely.
It's all good. Multiple Robins. It's all good. All right, I think that's it, everybody. We talked about Damian Wayne for a while. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate you, and we hope you enjoy these episodes. Yeah. I am Jason Rise of the Robins Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Thanks for listening, superfans. Bye-bye. Bye.